Hello, it's been quite some time, but it's been quite busy around the Audio Mystery Time Studios. Today, we have the fourth episode of The Adventures of That Cute, Lazy, A Bit Conceited, and Not Too Bright Bumblebee, Buster Bumblebee. Today's episode, number 4, Buster Finds a Sister. Just to remind you, this is a kind of a vintage production, which I recorded back in the day with a microphone that I was using back in the day, which is a little less sophisticated than what I have right now, but please enjoy it anyway. Buster Finds a Sister. Buster Bumblebee's announcement that he was the Queen's son and a gentleman seemed to amuse the trumpeter hugely. She held her sides and laughed uproariously. "That's nothing!" she said at last. "I'm one myself." "One what?" Buster asked her quickly. "You're certainly no gentleman, for you just referred to yourself as a lady not 2 minutes ago, and neither can you be anybody's son, I should think." "I mean, I'm the Queen's daughter, though maybe you didn't know it," the trumpeter replied. And Buster Bumblebee answered in a dazed fashion that he had had no idea she was of royal blood, like himself. "It's true," the trumpeter assured him. "You'd never guess it, but I'm your own sister." Well, Buster Bumblebee was so surprised that he almost fell off the clover head on which he was sitting. It was really a sad blow to be told that that disagreeable, vixenous trumpeter who awakened the workers each morning was so closely related to him. But it was no more than he might have expected, living as he did in a family of more than 200 souls.
It's hard to believe," he gasped, shaking his head slowly.
"It certainly is," said the trumpeter. "I don't understand how my own brother can be so lazy as you are."
"It's not that I'm lazy. It's the way my mother brought me up," Buster protested.
"Our mother, you mean," the trumpeter corrected him. "Maybe you're right. After all, you'd only be in everybody's way if you tried to work. You're so awkward and clumsy. So maybe it's just as well for you to play the gentleman, though you must find it a dull life."
"It suits me," said Buster, "but I do wish you could manage to rouse the workers in the morning without disturbing me."
He was bolder now that he knew he was talking to his own sister. The trumpeter pondered for a little before replying.
"It's my duty to trumpet loudly," she said at last. "The summer is none too long, and there's a great deal of hunting to be made before fall. Have you thought of stuffing your ears with cotton?" she inquired.
"Why, no," said Buster Bumblebee. "That's a fine plan, I'm sure, and I'll follow it this very night." So he thanked his newfound sister and said goodbye, for he wanted to look for some cotton at once.
"Goodness me," the trumpeter exclaimed as soon as Buster had left her. "Here I've wasted a precious quarter of an hour when I should have been working."
Thereupon she began gathering nectar as fast as she could and forgot all about Buster Bumblebee and his trouble. When he left the trumpeter in the clover field, Buster was feeling quite cheerful. Although Chirpy Cricket's advice had been of little use to him, Buster's talk with the trumpeter had ended pleasantly enough, and now he expected that he would be able to sleep as late as he pleased, with the help of a bit of cotton. Buster flew fast, as he left the fragrant clover behind him, to hunt for the cotton that he needed. But he soon paused in his rapid flight and sat down on a sprig of honeysuckle to think. He was puzzled. He hadn't the slightest idea where he could find any cotton. So what was the use of hurrying if he didn't know where he was going?
And that's it for today. And by the way, today is our 40th audio boo. Yay! See you in the next 7 to 10 days with the next episode of Buster Bumblebee. Also, coming soon, we will be continuing on with the Violet Strange Mystery Series, which is in production right now. See you later. Bye!